in the limelight.
Modern history is a testament to the fact that no matter how great U.S. Western Israeli pressures and however weak or divided the Arabs are, Palestine will continue to reign supreme as the cause of all Muslims, says Ramzi Baruch, journalist, in an article published under the heading "Why Normalization with the Israeli Regime Will Fail." Stay tuned for more. It seemed all but a done deal. The Israeli regime is finally managing to bend the Arabs to its will, and Palestine is becoming a marginal issue that no longer defines the Zionist regime's relations with Arab countries. Indeed, normalization with the Zionist regime is afoot, and the Arabs, so it seems, have been finally tamed. Not so fast. Many events continue to demonstrate the opposite. Take, for example, the Arab League Today meeting in Cairo on July 31st to August 1st. The meeting was largely dominated by discussions on Palestine and concluded with a statement that called on Arab countries to reactivate the Arab boycott of the Israeli regime until the latter abides by international law. The strongest language came from the League's Assistant Secretary General, who called for solidarity with the Palestinian people by boycotting companies that support the Zionist regime's occupation. The two-day conference of the liaison officers of the Arab regional offices on the boycott of the Zionist regime praised the boycott, divestment, and sanctions BDS movement, which has been under intense Western pressures for its unrelenting advocacy of international action against the fake regime of Israel. One of the recommendations by Arab officials was to support Arab boycott initiatives in accordance with the Tunis Arab Summit in March 2019, which resolved that boycott of the Israeli regime occupation and its colonial regime is one of the effective and legitimate means to resist. Though one may rightly cast doubts on the significance of such statements in terms of dissuading the Zionist regime from its ongoing colonization schemes in Palestine, at least it demonstrates that in terms of political discourse, the collective Arab position remains unchanged. This was also expressed clearly to U.S. President Joe Biden during his latest visit to the West Asia region. Biden may have expected to leave the region with major Arab concession to the Zionist regime, which would be considered a significant political victory for the pro-Israel members of his Democratic Party prior to defining November midterm elections, but he received none. What American officials do not understand is that Palestine is a deeply rooted emotional, cultural, and spiritual issue for Arabs and Muslims. Neither Biden nor Donald Trump and Jared Kushner before him could easily or possibly alter that. Indeed, anyone who is familiar with the history of the centrality of Palestine in the Arab discourse understands that Palestine is not a mere political question that is governed by opportunism and immediate political or geopolitical interest. Modern history is a testament to the fact that no matter how great U.S., Western, Israeli pressures and however weak or divided the Arabs are, Palestine will continue to reign supreme as the cause of all Muslims. Political platitudes aside, the Palestinian struggle for freedom remains a recurring theme in Arab poetry, art, sports, religion, and culture in all its manifestations. This is not an opinion, but a demonstrable fact. The latest Arab Center, Washington, D.C., ACW public opinion poll examined the views of 28,288 Arabs in 13 different countries. Majority of the 350 million Arabs continue to hold the same view as previous generations of Arabs did, as Palestine is a cause and the Zionist regime is the main threat. The Arab Opinion Index, AOI, of late 2020 is not the first of its kind. In fact, it is the seventh such study to be conducted since 2011. The trend remains stable. All the U.S.-Israeli plots and bribes to sideline Palestine and the Palestinians have failed, and despite purported diplomatic successes, they will continue to fail. According to the poll, vast majority of Arabs, about 81%, oppose U.S. policy towards Palestine. 89% and 81% believe that the Israeli regime and the U.S. respectively are the largest threat to their individual country's national security. Particularly important, majority of Arab respondents insist that the Palestinian cause concerns all Arabs and not simply the Palestinians. This includes 89% of Saudis and 88% of Qataris. Arabs may disagree on many issues, and they do. They might stand at opposite sides of regional and international conflicts, and they do. They might even go to war against one another, and sadly, they often do. But Palestine remains the exception. For Arabs, Palestine is also a personal and intimate subject. Numerous Arab households have framed photos of Arab martyrs who were killed by the Zionist regime during previous wars or were killed fighting for Palestine. This means that no amount of normalization or even outright recognition of the Zionist regime by an Arab country can wash away the Zionist regime's sordid past or menacing image in the eyes of ordinary Arabs. A most telling example of this is how Egyptians and Jordanians answered the AOI question, "Would you support or oppose diplomatic recognition of Israel by your country?" The interesting thing about this question is that both Cairo and Amman already recognized the Zionist regime and have diplomatic ties with Tel Aviv since 1979 and 1994, respectively. Still to this day, 93% of Jordanians and 85% of Egyptians still oppose that recognition as if it never took place. The argument that Arab public opinion carries no weight in non-democratic societies neglects the fact that every form of government is predicated on some form of legitimacy, if not through a direct vote, it is through other means. Considering the degree of involvement the cause of Palestine carries in every aspect of Arab societies, on the street, in the mosques and church, in universities, sports, civil society organizations, and much more, this owning Palestine would be a major delegitimizing factor and a risky political move. American politicians who are constantly angling for quick political victories on behalf of the Zionist regime in the West Asia region do not understand or simply do not care about marginalizing Palestine and incorporating the Zionist regime into the Arab body politic. It's not simply unethical, but also a major destabilizing factor in an already unstable region. Historically, such attempts have failed, and often miserably so, as apartheid Israeli regime remains as hated by those who normalized as much as it is hated by those who have not. Nothing will ever change that as long as Palestine remains an occupied country.